Since the start of the pandemic, the Community Foundation of Western Massachusetts has given almost $12 million in grants to more than 180 nonprofits in Hamden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. Much of the money of late has gone to community organizations and agencies with programs that help individuals and families with housing, food, and mental health services. The foundation's COVID-19 Response Fund for the Pioneer Valley has received contributions from more than 700 donors and $4.4 million from the statewide Massachusetts COVID-19 Relief Fund. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Katie Allen Zobel, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Western Massachusetts.
In the last 12 months, we probably have given away and distributed more than about twice the amount in terms of grant making that we do in a single year. So just the volume has changed. And in addition, we made the decision that we wanted to streamline the process so that the dollars could get into the hands of the nonprofit partners and into the community where it was needed as quickly as possible. So we really streamlined the process. And in fact, in many cases, including a recent distribution of $1.3 million, we didn't have an application process. We simply did a lot of listening and talking with our grantee partners to understand what the needs were, what they needed, and how we could meet those needs in some way. Often our past has been, you know, our history of grant making has been to fund specific projects or programs. And what we understood right away is that the needs were changing swiftly and that our funding needed to be totally unrestricted in order to meet those needs. We've also reduced the extent of the reporting that is required so that the nonprofits could focus on the work. We have been in emergency funding mode, which is not our usual way of operating, and we focused that emergency funding on communities that were most vulnerable and have been systemically marginalized in our history, and really focused in on those who would need the support the most during this kind of a crisis.
Has the funding been directed exclusively to social service efforts, or have you, I believe you've also helped out arts and cultural organizations as well?
We had a very specific opportunity at the end of the summer that was more broad-based opportunity for nonprofits who had been most severely affected by the downturn in the economy. And as you mentioned, the arts and creativity sector really hurt because of the inability to have audiences or ticket sales for performances, et cetera. And so in that opportunity, we distributed about $2 million to over 50 different organizations, and many of those were arts and creativity organizations. We also did something very new for us, and we supported artists themselves. They're gig economy workers. Many weren't eligible initially for federal support and funding, and we made a decision to provide both a stipend to artists, and specifically artists of color, both a stipend and some support around training and mentoring around adjusting their business to the current circumstances that COVID had created.
As you look at the list of organizations and agencies that have received grants from the foundation so far, what jumps out at you?
I'd say one of the things we focused attention and time and energy on is identifying smaller, more vulnerable grassroots organizations in our communities that were providing support and the solutions to those who were food insecure, those who needed emergency shelter or mental health support. And I think our support of those organizations made a huge difference because when they're smaller with smaller budgets, a grant of $25,000 or $35,000 or $50,000 can totally transform and allow those organizations to provide the support at the scale they needed to, because everyone, whether that was a small church or a small social service agency, saw such a dramatic increase. I mean, some of the food pantries in our region, you know, we're used to serving a couple of hundred of people a week, maybe, and that tripled or quadrupled. And so the support that we were able to provide helped them increase storage space or add refrigeration in the cases of the food pantries, because they never had to have so much food and so much sort of infrastructure. And so that really made a difference for them.
Is the foundation planning additional grant awards? As everyone knows, we're not out of the woods with the pandemic yet.
We've been fortunate to be the recipient of enormous generosity from across the state and within our region, and it continues to come in because, as you say, we are not out of the woods. We were in receipt of funding from the state this fall that we are distributing later this month in February to about 18 organizations that are serving our immigrant communities, especially those who are undocumented in our region, and providing assistance to them directly. So we'll be distributing about $850,000 in the next week or so directly to organizations who are supporting those communities in our region. And we will continue to distribute money from our COVID response fund. We were recently in receipt of a $250,000 anonymous grant from a donor in the Boston area. And so we're going to be making a distribution there. We also received money, $125,000 from the state, thanks to Senator Eric Lesser's advocacy for the COVID response fund. And we're going to be moving that out the door as well. And again, this will be focused on the most urgent needs, which right now we're continuing to see mental health and rental assistance and shelter, food and shelter, as being the biggest issues.